Reading from Acts, the second chapter. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, attending the temple together, breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Let us pray to the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation in our hearts be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What is so amazing and what is so awesome about the saving faith from above is that, as far as we are concerned, it must all begin from below. Down here, in this world, in the midst of us. Yes, we are learning the words of the Lord in John chapter 3. You must be born from above. Amen. But these words given by our Lord, He spoke as the one who enfleshed himself and who came for us here below. What a joy. And what a relief. What a gracious, humble, and truly all-saving God that we have, who journeyed down to us, taking our flesh, to give us his down-to-earth blood, sweat, and tears, to save our from-below lives from sin and death and the power of the devil. Our Savior is not the faraway God, the ethereal God, the mystical God, the God who cannot be found, impossible to touch, but the condescending God who gladly and mercifully breaks into our lives with a heart full of compassion and mercy, coming into your real life, no matter how messed up our lives may be. He is always working this way. When I started high school back in 1979, I didn't know that the forgiveness of sins was solely by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus. I therefore had no love for the gospel, and therefore, as these are all connected, felt no need for church, where God meets us in our sin down here below. But the Lord has a way of working down here below, does he not? Just as he permitted Nicodemus to try to cope with his fear as he came to the Lord at night, Jesus permitted me to come to what would become my LCMS home congregation in Delano, California, under less than ideal circumstances. I was full of my from below motivations. I did not first attend church for word and sacrament. Shame on me. But I came for a beautiful Lutheran young lady who informed me that her devout Lutheran parents would not permit me to see her unless I came to church. I thought, no problem. I started attending church immediately. But not for God, but for the girl. But that was where I met the Lord. Not through a mystical experience again. But I met the lover of my soul. And the lover of your soul, who though the glorious Lord and the only true God, nevertheless worked in my crazy from below life. And from above worked his loving and merciful work in me as he has in you through the word and the sacrament. My home LCMS congregation was devoted to, held onto with great strength, is what that word means. The Word of God and Christ's Word was preached and taught in its truth and purity. I'll never forget when I first heard the man who would become my first Lutheran pastor preach the law. That faithful pastor proclaimed that I was a sinner who deserved to go to hell. I sat there, tough guy that I was, thinking, who does this preacher think he is? I had never heard a preacher accuse me that way. And I knew in my heart he was preaching the truth. I was, and I am a sinner. But then he preached the gospel. And I had never known how much Jesus loved me until I sat in that Lutheran church. And this is true for you. Can you imagine that regardless of what you are struggling with, regardless of any doubts you may have, regardless of the terrible sins that you've committed that no one else knows about, the Lord Jesus did not hesitate, knowing all of this, to come here below for you. From his glorious throne above. He came to you here below to wash away all your sins through his precious blood and to deal with what we fear the most, death. by totally conquering our death, by rising to life on the third day after he died. To guarantee that you are today right with God through the gift of faith that you received in holy baptism from above. And in this church, we know the fellowship, which means that we have a common confession. It means we have a common love that makes us one here, down below, where Jesus dwells with his church. And in this church, we are fed and we are nourished by Christ's body and blood from above, right here, down below. And as you live in your constant forgiveness in Christ, you worship. That's why we're here. How easy for us to be bombarded with the things of the from below world. But during these 4 days, we get to be filled with worship, with the hope that you, young Christian, will never fall away from this medicine of God's word and sacrament that keeps you alive in the Lord Jesus. Soak it in. This summer, maybe the summer that God works through word and sacrament to keep you alive for eternity. Just remember this new life to appreciate verse 47 from Acts chapter 2. Sometimes we only preach on verse 42. This new life from above here below is meant to be shared. Your friends back home are also loved by Jesus. Let me ask you a question. And let's all participate so we can see the full impact of the current state of affairs. How many of you have friends back home who quite simply do not know about the love of God and the forgiveness of sins which is theirs through Jesus Christ? Let's see a show of hands and keep them up, please. Wow. Dear Christians, you have the Holy Spirit. You have been born from above. In the name of Jesus and the power of the gospel, don't be afraid to tell them. Because we all want to be loved unconditionally. No matter what friend you're thinking of right now, no matter their religious background, no matter how much they know or don't know about God, there's one thing we know. We want to be loved unconditionally. And there is only one who does it perfectly. And his name is Jesus. The Lord Jesus, show them, tell them, O royal priest, invite them to church, invite them to the next Higher Things conference this coming summer. And Jesus will come from above to them here below as well. And the Lord will continue to add to our number those who are being saved. Just as you, young Christian, have been saved from above, here below, until you meet him face to face. And now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus until he comes again from above in glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense,
and the lifting up of my hands as evening sacrifice. My soul magnifies the Lord.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Jesus Christ, in your deep compassion, you rescue us from whatever may hurt us. Teach us to love you above all things, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Merciful God, we humbly implore you to cast the bright beams of your light upon your church, that we, being instructed by the doctrine of the blessed apostles, may walk in the light of your truth and finally attain to the light of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works. Give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
amazing.
Especially on that organ.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Woo. And he doesn't mess around, man. He charges. He charges for
it. It's one of those ones that you've got to play bold and loud.
Yeah. Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
You want to take a picture? When we have our
picture.
I want to get a picture.
Thank you. I like your tattoos, guys.
I have a tattoo.
Yeah. Hey guys, you want to gather around with Pastor Ware?
He doesn't bite all the time.
He doesn't bite all the time.
Good job. What else, me?
Thanks for delivering God's word. Thank you. Thank you.
You better get out.
Hey, Catherine.
There you go. That's good.
Bring all our kids down for picture.
Hey, yeah, bring them down.
Take one with this group and then right. One with our group.
Hi, kids. Hi, us. Got our little one this one. Smile one more time. Can you see a second? Do a funny face or something? No. Alright, awesome. Let's get
they left. They left us. Okay.
They left? Oh,
they left. Where?
Yes, sir. We were told that you might possibly be able to show us the organ.
Hanging everywhere, so I always string it all up inside my stuff.
So you guys know what you'll be needing for the next session?
For the next, worship, do we have a lecture in here?
I'm not entirely sure. The reservations that we have are so far off from what you guys have been doing.
So it would be session D.
Okay.
Music, God's Gift from Above, Cantor Hoffman, and let's see what time is at. Today's Wednesday, right?
Yeah, Wednesday the 17th.
Breakaway session C is next.
Okay.
And yes, we have Cantor Hoffman, and session C is 3:30 to 4:30. So that's now.
All right.
I don't know if he has project. You know, if he's got a PowerPoint or anything like that.
Do you know what he looks like?
Yeah, he's the organist.
Okay, perfect.
So yeah.
Thank you.
It was good standing next to you, brother. I felt the power. You know, there's something about in all seriousness. When you're sitting there touching each other, you feel that support and that confidence that it breeds. You're not alone, you know?
Right. I always have that.